Entergy Nuclear Vermont Yankee and Entergy Nuclear Operations filed suit in U.S. District Court for the District of Vermont seeking to overturn the legislation signed by Governor Shumlin that substantially increases the plant's annual tax bill. Entergy Vermont Yankee Communications Manager Jim Sinclair.
The legislation imposes a new levy on Vermont Yankee based on the amount of generation of electricity we produce. That increases our obligation to the state about 2.5 times the amount that we previously paid. In this case, we believe the state overstepped its bounds with the levy that is within this new legislation, and that's what we're contesting.
The lawsuit claims the new tax law is unconstitutional and preempted by federal law. Again, Jim Sinclair.
One example would be the power generated at Vermont Yankee is sold on the interstate market, and the legislation that was passed in the Vermont legislature is specific to Vermont Yankee and not the other generators in Vermont who do business either on an interstate basis or intrastate business. So really what it does is it discriminates against Vermont Yankee.
Earlier this year, Entergy won a separate case in federal court over the state's efforts to close the nuclear plant. That case is on appeal. Vermont Law School Professor of Constitutional Law Cheryl Hanna says the state may also have difficulty defending this lawsuit.
It all really boils down to whether the state was reasonable in acting the way it did. I think that one of the stronger arguments that Vermont Yankee is raising is an equal protection claim, which is to say that under the Constitution, states have to treat all people equally, and, you know, corporations are people, so they have to treat all people equally, and that what they've done essentially is target Vermont Yankee because they disfavor Vermont Yankee. And in order to defend against that, the state's going to have to show that they had a reason for taxing Vermont Yankee at such a significantly higher rate for some reason other than that they want it closed down.
Vermont Yankee's Jim Sinclair says the company does not mind paying a fair tax rate and are making provisions to pay what would be due under the old law until the courts resolve the issue.
At this point, there's no provision under state law for us to recoup dollars that we would pay to the state under this new legislation. The first quarterly installment is due to be paid. And if we pay that to the full amount that is due under the new legislation, then the risk would be that we would not have recourse to be able to have those dollars refunded. So we're looking for support from the court. We will do our best to pay the quarterly installment that would be due under the old law, but we do not want to pay at this point the additional taxes that would be due.
Governor Peter Shumlin called Entergy's decision to challenge the tax disappointing. The tax was designed to make up for lost state revenues from agreements that ended on the plant's originally scheduled shutdown date last March. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.